No. KSL News Time 409. Let's see if the traffic's tolerable. We have an emergency situation, and we have Ricky Meese.
Left lane's blocked southbound I-15 with an accident just before 3300 South. That is causing stop-and-go, slow-and-go speeds all the way back to 6 South downtown. Another patch of slowing right after the South interchange. But northbound I-15, we had that accident just before 7200 South. It's now over to the right, but it has stacked up delays back to 123rd South in Draper. Dave Meekum?
On that drive into Utah County, looking pretty good so far. We are starting to see a little bit of slowing, though, build right around 2100 North. That's always where it starts, and that's where you're going to hit it this afternoon. It'll be a brief delay, and then you're back at freeway speed through the rest of Utah County, and northbound traffic on I-15 is looking very nice there. Mark?
Don't see any significant delays north out of downtown until you reach northbound I-15 at Shepherd Lane. Then you're going to dip in speeds, and it's going to be slow and go up to Gentile Street, so it's not that bad so far this afternoon in Davis County. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Yes, traffic and weather together come your way every 10 minutes on the 9s. And